The measure adds $1 a month surcharge for each local landline number and cell phone number within the city's jurisdiction and served by its 911 system. For instance, if you have two different telephone numbers in your home as well as a cell phone, you'd end up paying an extra $3 a month. That money will go towards the operation improvement of the enhanced 911 system. It's considered enhanced partly because it's supposed to allow authorities to locate where an emergency call comes from in case the caller cannot or will not say. But that enhancement was at the root of the concern raised by local resident Harold Madallin, who gave the council his opinion Monday.
I think things like this are very threatening from a standpoint of privacy. The ability to track cell phone calls and that. Now, I'm not a paranoid person that's worried about a police state because, in the end, every police state collapses of its own weight.
But Madallin was worried about the financial cost of maintaining such a system. He urged the council to vote against the surcharge, but he assumed they would end up passing it, and in that case, he encouraged them to reduce the charge. At $1 a phone line, city staff have estimated the measure would raise roughly $63,000 a year. Mayor Al Dwyer reluctantly supported the surcharge as a matter of safety, but he was critical on several fronts, especially the fact that until cell phone coverage is improved, the enhanced system will not be very useful to local cell phone customers.
That cell phone probably works, you know, in half the places downtown, nowhere out the road. No, Coney Island, you can't use a cell phone. You can't use a cell phone beyond Sockeye's. So, I mean, yeah, it's if we save one life, it's probably worth it. But geez, you know, 63,000. Where did that figure come from? Is there a document with an estimate as to how much it's going to cost to implement this this program? I mean, it's going to raise $63,000. Does that mean it's going to cost about $63,000 to get the gear necessary to find out where somebody is on the other end of a cell phone?
The local ordinance was prompted by a piece of state legislation allowing local governments to charge up to $2 per phone line within their 911 jurisdiction. City Manager Richard Underkoffler recommended the ordinance to the councilors, but suggested they delay the actual implementation of the surcharge until January. That's in order to give telephone companies enough notice to include it in their bills.
But I think the selling point for this is that it provides a dedicated revenue source for emergency communications, so that emergency communications will not have to compete against everything else in the general fund for your annual appropriations.
Some councilors, like Melinda Hofstede, valued the safety element of the measure, but thought it would be better to just put it on hold for now, at least until cell phone coverage is improved.
Cell phones just don't work in very many areas, so I feel a lot better about charging people this on cell phones once we have better coverage. And I don't want to vote no because I think there's safety reasons for it, but I like to table it.
Hofstede was joined by councilors Mark Jensen and Ed Sarf, who voted to table the measure, but the other three council members present, Dwyer, John Haverlick, and Dan Hickman, wanted to move forward, and the discussion continued. The technician for GCI Telecommunications in Petersburg, Perry Allen, said he could not say when cell phone coverage would improve. While he thought the city should eventually move forward with the surcharge, he asked them to wait until next spring.
I think the big picture is we need to find out what equipment we need, how we're going to implement that, make sure we've got the right data coverage, make sure we've got the right cell phone coverage, make sure all that's up and working, and then come up with what it's going to cost, then we come up with a price. I'm just asking, give me a couple of months. Give me till March to work with Chief and the rest of the guys to come up with something that'll work. Get some information. There's a lot of information out there. I'm not the one with the answers.
The city's revenue estimate of $63,000 a year was based on some interpolation of census data and national cell phone use, according to city staff. That's because some cellular companies were not willing to say how many customers they have in town. Police Chief Dale Stone said GCI and landline companies did provide that data. Overall, Stone thought the revenue stream would eventually cover the cost of operations and upgrades to the system. As far as privacy goes, Stone thought that was a valid concern when dealing with technology that could potentially identify someone's location, but he did not think the concern applied in the case of someone intentionally calling 911.
Because when somebody's dialing 911, they want to be found. You know, that's not a privacy issue. If they dial 911, they want help. And I think I told counsel last time is that we get a number there. We don't get a name. You dial 911, we're not – hopefully we're talking to you and can get a name. But in those situations where we can't, we're responding to a location that they tell us a 911 call came from.
Ultimately, the council voted 4-2 in favor of the surcharge with an effective date of January 1st. Councillors Hofstad and Jensen were opposed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.